Today's daf is Yuma Daf Mem Beis, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema. The Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, of Adi ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, David ben Shoshana, Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rechama, Miriam bas Sara Dina, Menachem Mendel ben Yehudis Chaya, Avram Menachem ben Leah Edel, and Yaakov ben Gittel. Today's daf is being learned as a schus, V'yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned as Eloi Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So the Mishnah discussed the Sa'ir Lashem and the Sa'ir La'azazel. And the Mishnah said that one of the things that was done with the Sa'ir La'azazel is Kashar Lashon Shal Zahiris B'Royosh Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. A red thread was tied to the head of the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach. So the Gemara is going to begin on that note. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Shtei Lashonos Shamati. I heard halachos with regards to two red strings. Achashopar, one of the halachos that I heard related to the red string that was tied to the that was thrown into the fire together with the Parah Adumah. The Achas Shal Sarah Mishtalech. The other one was with regards to the red thread that was tied to the head of the Sarah Mishtalech. Achas Rechashir, Rabbi Yitzchak said, I heard that one of them requires a shear, meaning it can't just be any size thread. It has to have a certain shear. The Achas Einetz Rechashir, and one of them, I was told, did not have to have a shear. V'lo yodana haminayo. But Rabbi Yitzchak said, I don't know which is which, meaning I know that the Parah Adumah involved a red thread. I know the Sarah Mishtaleach did. I know one needed a share, the other one didn't need a share. However, I don't know which one needs, which one doesn't need. Rabbi Yosef said, let's see if we can figure it out by ourselves. Meaning, we don't have this Messiah, but it could be we can back into it. The red string that was tied to the head of the Sarah Mishtaleach at one point was going to have to be broken and divided into two. So if it's going to have to be divided into two, we'll see about this later in the Masechta. So presumably, it has to have a certain share. It has to be big enough for you to be able to divide it into two. The Shal Parah, however, the red string that was thrown into the fire when the Parah Aduma was burnt, the Loi Bay Chaluka, you don't find anywhere that it had to be broken into two. It's Loi Bay Share. Presumably, it doesn't need a share. Maskut on Rami Bar Chama. But Rami Bar Chama asked the Kashi to the Parah, Nami Bay Koivir. It's true, you didn't have to tear the red string that was burnt together with the Parah Aduma. But at the same time, it did have to have a share, Lachura, because it had to have weight. Meaning, the red string that we'll see more about later, that was thrown into the fire together with the Parah Adumah, had to sink to the bottom of the fire. Now, if it's going to sink to the bottom of the fire, it has to have weight, which means it has to have shear. So Rami Bar Chama said that just like you're backing into a thought that maybe the Lashon Shel Zahiris of the Sarah Mishtalech needed a shear because at some point we're going to have to cut it into two. So, sounds like it's starting off with some chashivus as far as size goes. The one that was thrown into the fire with the Parah Adumah is going to have weight to get to the bottom. So, maybe that's the one that had shear. Amalei Rava, so Rava told Rami Bar Chama, Koyve Tanoi. Not everybody agrees with that. Meaning, it's Machlekes Tanoim whether this red thread that was thrown in with the Parah Adumah actually had to go to the bottom. Could be where Rabbi Yitzchak occurred was according to the Tana that holds that it does not require Koivid. The Sar Mishtaleach string for sure had to be cut. That's probably what Rabbi Yitzchak was saying. One thing we see from Rabbi Yosef is that Rabbi Yosef held that the Lashon of the Sar Mishtaleach was Bayi Chaluka, but the one of the Parah was like Bayi Chaluka. The question is, maybe it needed a shear because it had to have Koivid, it had to have weight. But Bayi Chaluka, that for sure not. Abaya asked the Kasha, Ketzad Hu Oiser, what was the process of taking this red thread and throwing it into the fire? Korchon b'shiyari lashon. It was tied with shiyari lashon. So again, we're going to see a little bit more about this later. But the pasuk says, as part of the preparation of the Parah Adumah, v'lokach hakoyen eitz erez, he would take cedar wood, the ezoiv and grass, ushni toilas, that's this red string, the hishlech al toich srevis apart. And together, he would throw them into the fire with the Parah Adumah. Now, Ketzad Hu Oiser, this Brisa says that after he took these three things together, he would tie them all together with the Toilah Shani, with the red Lashon. So you see from here that the red thread is playing two roles. Number one, it's part of this Taruvis that's being thrown into the fire. Number two, it's also what's being used to wrap the three together. It sounds a little bit like, said Abaya, they would cut the string, part of it would be wrapped with everything else, and the other part was the actual wrap. So you see that it was Bari Chalukah as well. The Gemara says you have no raya from there. Emo biznav lasha. Maybe what happened was, is they would take one end of the Teilas Shani and put it together with everything that's going into the fire. And then the other end, the zon of the tail, was used to wrap it all together. Just because they used the Teilas Shani to wrap everything else doesn't necessarily mean that it was cut. And if it wasn't cut, there's no hechrich that it requires a shem. Amar Rav Chanan said, Amar Rav in the name of Rav. So again, we just mentioned the Lashon Shel Zahiris. We just mentioned the Shni Teilas that the Torah mentions in the context of the Parah Adumah. So we're going to digress and we're going to talk about it a little bit. So again, what was the Shni Teilas that was used for the Parah Adumah? The Parah Adumah was burnt, and when it was burnt, there was some ingredients that had to be burnt along with it. One of them was a Shni Teilas. So Rav Chanan said in the name of Rav, Eitz Erish Shni Teilas Shekoltas On Shaleves Ksheira. As long as the Shni Teilas and the Eitz Eres make contact with the fire, Kol Tesan Shal Heves, if the flame of the fire touched it, that alone is going to be kosher. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks the kasha, Nishaviv HaLoshem, maybe Loshem Achru Mekadesh, if it made contact with the fire before it actually went into the fire, the halach is, it's not going to be okay. Meaning, the halach was, he was supposed to take it and throw it into the fire. In fact, the Loshem of the Pasuk is, El Toich Sreif HaSapara. So what happens if you threw it into the fire, but before it got into the fire together with the para, it already got singed from the fire. The fire rises, so it already made contact with it. So Rav seemed to say, Eitz Erez Ushni Toilas, Shekoltas on Shalheves, if the flame got a hold of it, kosher. Freit the Gemara, it's connected to Braisa. The Braisa says, if that happened, Nisaviv Aloshin, you have to bring another one. Amar Abayis, 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 you have to say that Kambi Koilachas, Kambi Nichfefes. There's two different ways that the Shni Toilas, before it actually gets into the fire, can make contact with the fire. One way would be that you have a fire that's rising really, really high. So the Shni Toilas was very removed from the actual fire, but the flames touched it, and that's how it made contact. That would not be okay. What Rav was talking about when he said Koltas on Shalheves Ksheira, it's talking about Benechtefes. It was a much lower fire. So when it made contact with the flame, it was actually closer to the fire. That's why it's going to be okay. Rava Amar, Rava said, Koyve Tanohi. So we mentioned earlier that there's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether the Shni Toilas that was thrown into the fire together with the Parah Adumah had a go all the way to the bottom. So what's this machlokes tanam? So Rava said the Tanya Lama Karchan. What's the reason that the Eitz Eres and the Ezev and the Shni Toilas had to be wrapped together? So the very Rabbi said simply, so it should be baguda achas. We just want it to be ba'achtos. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, I'm Kadesh Ebem Koivin. No, when you wrap it together, so now the three together are going to give it a little bit of substance. Now it's going to be heavy. That way it's going to be able to go all the way down to the bottom of the paras. So again, we're talking about l'shoynos, why kasha loshin shel zahiris b'roi sara mishtalech. The Gemara then mentioned something that Rabbi Yitzchak said that was negeya the loshin shel zahiris of our Mishnah, but also negeya another loshin, the Shni Toilas that was burned together with the Parah Adumah. The Gemara now is going to mention a third Lashon. When Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said over the name Rabbi Yochanan, I heard something with regards to three Lashonis, not two, but three. One is the Parah Adumah, the Achash Asar Mishtalech, our Mishnah, the Achash Al Mitzayra, Shni Toilas, a red string was part of the Tahira process of the Metzora as well. And Rav Dimi said that this is what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Achas Mishkel Asorazos. One of them had to weigh 10 zos. V'achas Mishkel Shnei Slam. The other one had to weigh 2 slam. V'achas Mishkel Shekel. The third one had to measure a shekel. But mainly the Farish. I don't know which is which. Meaning, three different Lashonis, three different ways. Gaza Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, Pirsha Mishmeder, Rabbi Yochanan, so he said over that I heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, or maybe Rabbi Yoinis and Shal Parah, Mishkel Asar Azuz, the one of the Parah had to weigh 10 Zuz, Shal Sar Mishtalech, Mishkel Shnei Slam, that was the one that had to weigh 2 Slam, the Shal Mitzayra, and the one of the Mitzayra, Mishkel Shekel, that was the one that had to weigh a Shekel. Om Rabbi Yochanan said, Plik Biba Rab Shimon Ben Chalafta, for Rabbanah Bepar. Rabbi Yochanan said, there was Machaiz, Rab Shimon Ben Chalafta, and Rabbanon, Tanoim regarding the Shni Toilas that was burned together with the Parah Adumah. Chadama one said Mishkal Asara. One said that it had a way Asara Zuz. Chadama the other one said Mishkal Shekel. It had a way a Shekel. A Simonich. And a good way to remember the two Tzadim is Echad HaMarba. The Echad HaMamet. Meaning, we just mentioned that when Rav Dimi came back from Yochanan, he said there were three different Shiurim for the three different Lashonis. Asara Zuz, Shnei Sloim, and Shekel. Of the three, Asar Azuz is the smallest, and the Shekel is the largest. So Rabbi Yochanan said that was Malachus of Shimon Chalafta the Rabbana regarding the Parah, which two shittas were they arguing about? A good way to remember, it was Echad Amarbet, Echad Amamit, it was the bigger one and the smaller one. The biggest one is the Shekel, the smallest one is the Tenzuz. So again, he didn't say who said what, he didn't know. But what he did say is, you want to know what the two tzadim were in the Machloikis? It was Echad Amarbet, Echad Amamit. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti L'Rabbin. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti told Ravina Leib Parah Pligi. No, that Machloikis wasn't regarding a Parah, Ela B'Sara Mishtaleich Pligi. The Machloikis wasn't regarding the weight of the Shni Toilas that was burned together with the Parah Aduma. Rather, the Machloikis was with regards to the weight of the Lashon Shel Zahiris that was tied to the head of the Sora Mishtaleach. And the Gemara says, Vahu Yoyma, that day that Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti told us to Ravina, Noch Nafshe, the Rabbi Barkisi. Rabbi Barkisi passed away. Va'anchu basimono. And the Chachamim used that as an opportunity to give the Talmidim a simon to remember what was said. And that was Rabbi Barkisi Mechaper, Kisar HaMishtalech. The Sar HaMishtalech is Mechaper. Rabbi Barkisi was a tzaddik. Misas tzaddikim is Mechaperes. So the simon that was used was Rabbi Barkisi Mechaper, Kisar HaMishtalech. This way, the Talmidim would remember that the machloik is Reb Shimon Chalafta and the Rabban Chadom and Mishkel Asor Azuz Chadom and Mishkel Shekel v'simonech Echad Amar v'Echad Amamid. Were they arguing about Parah Aduma, which is the way it was presented initially, or were they arguing with regards to the Sora Mishtaleach? So the Gemara says, on that day Rabbi Bar Kisi died, and Misa Sadikim is Mechaper like Sora Mishtaleach. So therefore they used that as an opportunity, as a good way to remember that the Machloikis was Negei Asar Mishtalech. The Machloikis was not with regards to the Parah Aduma. We're going to revisit this Gemara, Mi'atz Hashem, in the Raid Bite. So before we go weiter, so the Gemara now, really, for the next daf and a half, so for the balance of today's daf, and for the majority of tomorrow's daf, is going to get involved a little bit with the Parah Aduma. So it's Kedai, just for Poshet Pshat, in the Gemara, from here until the Mishnah, Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, to familiarize ourselves a little bit with the Poshe Pshat, Chumash Rashi, as it relates to the Parah Aduma. So we'll go through it quickly now, because it's not as critical for today's Daf. Metz Hashem will revisit it tomorrow, because it will be very critical for tomorrow's Daf. So the Parsha of the Parah Aduma is mentioned in the beginning of Parsha's Chukas. The Pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe ve'el Aharon Lemer. Zois Chukas HaTorah. The Chayk, the Chukas HaTorah, is the Parsha of Parah Aduma. Ashtziv Hashem Lemer, Dabro B'nei Yisrael, V'yikhu Eilecha Parah Aduma Temimo, Asher Ein Bamum, Asher Loi Olo Olecha Oil. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe and Aharon, he says, I'm about to tell you the Chukas HaTorah. There's many Chukim, but this is the Chayk. Zois Chukas HaTorah. Go tell the Bnei Yisrael that you should take a Parah Aduma, a red heifer, Tamima, meaning you can't have any mum, Asher Ein Ba Mum, Asher Lo Yilolo Le'ol, and it never did any milk. Okay, so now you have the Parah Aduma. What are you supposed to do with it? Unesatem Oysa El Elazar HaKoyen. You should give it to Elazar HaKoyen. And Rashi says in Chumash, and this is going to be the beginning of tomorrow's daf, Mitzvaso B'Skan, that Elazar, who at that time was the Skan Kohen Gadol, it wasn't Kohen Gadol, Aharon, Elazar's father was still alive. He was the Kohen Gadol. Elazar would become the Kohen Gadol, but not at that point. So right now, in real time, in Parashas Chukas, Elazar is the Skan Kohen Gadol. So clearly, there's some connection between the Skan Kohen Gadol and the Parah Aduma. When it sat them, Oysa El Elazar HaKohen. Take the Parah Aduma and hand it over to the Skan Kohen Gadol. He should take him Michutz L'machana, meaning outside of the Machana Mikdash, V'shachat Oysa L'fanav. And then he should go ahead and he should check it. Now it's a funny lashon. V'shachat Oysa L'fanav. The Gemara is going to discuss it. Then Elazar HaKohen should take the dam. There was a Kabbalah. And he should take his finger, put it into the dam, and he should do hazois 7 times in the direction of the oil moyed. Now he's chutz l'machane, so he's not in the makam hamikdash, but he should be facing, he should have a visual of the makam hamikdash, and noichach pnei oil moyed, he should spritz 7 times. After he does the shechita, the kabbalah, and the hazal, he should take the paro and he should burn it. Again, funny lashon. Vesaraf es haparo le'enav es oira the skin, that's psara, the flesh, that's dama, the blood, al pirisha yisrael, everything, the entire part was burnt. And then a kohen says, this is the same kohen, is it a different kohen, should come and take eight eres, cedar wood, the ezoiv, a certain type of grass, which need to last, that's the right to food them that we've been talking about, the hishlech al toich sreifas apara, and he should burn it together with everything else. So again, there was a shechita, there was a Kabbalah, there were seven azois that were done in the direction of the oil ma'id. Then the para was burnt, all of it, and together with the sreif of the para, there had to be a few things added. Eitz eres, ezoif, ushni toilas. And the pasuk says, "V'kibes v'galav ha'koyin, v'rachas psori b'mayim, v'achri yovel amachli v'tomi ha'koyin adorif." This koyin that was involved in this became tomi. V'asoyref oisa, the koyin that burnt it also yichabes v'galav ha'mayim, v'rachas psori b'mayim v'tomi ha'adorif. Okay, now what? So you just burnt the para. Now we have to take the ashes and do something with it. So v'asaf ishtar esefer ha'par. And ishtar came and he gathered all the ashes of the para. V'hiniach michutz la'machne v'makum tar. He found a tar place outside of the machne. V'hoysol adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mei nida chatosi. Says the pasuk. Okay, so now you have the efer. Right, this was really part one. We have to have efer of the para aduma. We're trying to get ashes. We got the ashes. Had we get the ashes, para aduma, we gave it to Lazar, mitzvasa v'kan. He went michutz l'machane, harazesim, and there he does a shechita, he does a kabbalah, seven hazois in the direction of the oil mayid. Then he burns everything, and together with the sreifa of the para, he took eight eres, ezoif, and shni toilas. The ashes were gathered. Okay. The chibes ha'oisav es efer ha'paro. As forgot, if that person that gathered the ashes, he also became tameh. Says the pasuk. Okay, now what do you do with these ashes? If somebody comes in contact with a mace, they have a whole second part of the parashah. So then, that person, in order for him to become tar, would have to have his purification happen through the ashes of the para aduma. And the pasuk says that what happened was is the lakhu latame me afar sreifas achatos. For this tame we took from the ashes. It says offer as if it would be offer, but it's really efer with an olive. The lakhu latame me afar sreifas achatos. The nosan olav mayim chaim al tali, and mayim chaim was poured on top of it. The lakach ezoiv. Then ezoiv, that's grass, was taken. The tovel ba mayim ish tahar. They had to be toivled. V'hiza ala oil, v'ala kelim, v'ala nefashis, asha hayu sham, v'ala negei be'etzmai b'chol b'meisa v'kever. And that's the way the person became tar. So what was the para aduma? So it was a red cow. It was taken chutz l'machane. There were avoidas that were done with it. There was a shechita, there was a kabbalah, there were even hazoyas that were done noichach pnei oil moed. Then it was completely burnt. While it was burnt, there was eitz eres, it was ezoiv and shnei toilas. The ashes were then gathered. They were put in a safe, pure place, and they would be kept every time they were, for and whenever they were needed. What would necessitate the efer of the para aduma? If someone came in contact with a mace, so if somebody's now tomei tomas mace, if Caleb came in contact with a mace, if a house came in contact with a mace, so the way it's going to become tar is by taking the ashes, mixing it with mayim chayim. Someone takes ezoiv, dips it in, spritzes it on whatever's tomei. And that's how the Tahira happened. That is Pashit, the Mavasedra version of Parah Aduma. It's obviously a little bit more complicated, as we're going to see. But for now, that's just the basic introduction as we begin the Gemara. Zok the Gemara Vaita. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Shtei Shchitoi Shamati. So Lechur, there's a parallel for part one of the Daf and part two of the Daf. The Daf began, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtei Lishoinoi Shamati. Now it's Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtei Shchitoi Shamati. I heard halachas with regards to two shchitois, Achas Shel Paro. One is the shchit of the Par Adumah, Achas Shel Paroi. And the other one is the par that the Kohen Gadol used to bring on Yom Kippur. So we saw a little bit, we have to learn a lot more about it, but we saw a little bit about this par that the Kohen Gadol brought. That was the first avoida that of Yom Kippur that he really got involved in. So I heard halacha regarding the Par Adumah, and I heard halacha regarding the par that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur. Achas Kshnei Bazar. One of them I heard is Kosh Bazar. And the other one I heard is Pasul Bazar. I don't know which one is it. Zok to Gemara, Itmar, Shchitas Paru Paroi. As it relates to the Shchit of the Paru and the Paru, Rabbi Shmuel, it was Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Kadam, one said Paru Psula. Azar is not let a Shecht the para aduma, parai kshera. But if a zor would shech the para of the kohen gadol, would be okay. The chadama once said parai psula. A zor is not allowed to shech the para of the kohen gadol. Para kshera, however, a zor would be allowed to shech the para. Now, just by way of background, we know shchita kshera bizar. So even though a zor is not allowed to do avoida in the base hamikdash, there are a few exceptions to the rule. The most noticeable or notable is shchita. Shchita is lav avoidi. As a result, it's kshera bizar. Stating that, the Gemara is now discussing two specific shchitas. Number one, the shchita of the par aduma. Number two, the shchita of the par of the kohen gadol, para and paroi. And Rabbi Yitzchok said, I know one is kosher bizar, one's not kosher bizar. And we even have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel with svaris afuchas. Rav said, one is kosher, the other one's pasul. And Shmuel said, oh, what you Rav said is kosher, that's pasul. And what you said is pasul, that's going to be kosher. But the problem is, we don't know who said what. There's a lot of confusion over here. So we don't know if Rav said paros, pasul, paroi is kosher, or the reverse. This time, the Rav would amal paro psula. I'll bring you a raya. The Rav is the one that holds that it's ours now that a shech, the paro adum. The Amar Rav Zera, because Rav Zera said, or the gross gear says, the Amar Rav, shchitas, para, bizarre, psula. Pretty straightforward. Because Rav said that shchitas para, bizarre is psula. Oh, so if Rav is the one that says shchitas para, bizarre is psula, he's obviously the one that says shchitas paroi is kosher, which means that Shmuel holds shchitas paroi is pasul, and shchitas para is kosher. Amar Rav, Rav explained to shchita, why is it that a zar is not allowed to shech the para aduma? And really, the kasha is, if shchitas kshera bizar, so why should the para aduma be different? So Rav explained, because a lozar v'chuka shaninuba, because it says that what are you supposed to do with the para aduma? Unisatan el alazar akayin. Alazar was a kayin. And it says the word chuka regarding the para aduma. And just like we saw earlier, that chuka means that it's ma'akiv. Chuka by Yom Kippur means it's ma'akiv. Chuka by para aduma means it's ma'akiv as well. For Rav, so the Gemara Maishma para duchsev alazar v'chuka. So Rav just explained himself. He said the reason para aduma shchita is pseudo bazar is because it says alazar and it says chuka. Chuka means it's ma'akiv. Para nam yok tzeda harim v'chuka. By the paroi, it says that a haron should do the shchita, and it says the word chukah, but Yom Kippur says chukah. So he told him back, I hear, but shchita lav avoide. He said, when it says chukah, it's not referring to the shchita, because shchita is lav avoide. Chukah means that all the avoide is ma'akev. But this is not yihach, he said, paranami. So he said, if that's the case, paro also shchita lav avoide. So he told him back, shani paro, the kachet betagabayasi. Now, paro is different than the paroi. Paroi is a regular carbon, which means it's kachem mizbeach, as opposed to the para aduma, which is not an ordinary carbon, which means that it's kachem bedegabais. So we know that all hektish could be divided into two groups. This kachem mizbeach and this kachem bedegabais. Kachem mizbeach is when something is hektish, and the purpose of the hektish, the nusach of the hektish, the definition of the hektish is that it's hektish to go on the mizbeach. All other hektish is kachem bedegabais. So if somebody would donate money towards the Beis HaMikdash, but he wants that the use of proceeds of his donation should eventually be a carbon that's going to go on the Mizbeach, so it got Kedushas Kache Mizbeach. If he wanted it to be used for anything else, for maintenance, to pay any overhead expenses that they have, to make a renovation, so then it became Kache Bedegabayas. V'loi roi zeh k'roi zeh. Hatzad ha-shav ha-shevehen is that they're both hektish. But at the end of the day, it's not the same thing. So, says the Gemara, that it's true, shchita lav avoideh, but that's only when the shchita is a shchita of Kache Mizbeach. But the para adum is not Kache Mizbeach. Why? Because it didn't go on the Mizbeach. So if it didn't go on the Mizbeach, so it's not Kachem Mizbeach, it's Kachem Bedegabayis. Shchita for Kachem Bedegabayis is Avoida. So that's what Rav said. Rav said that when it says Chukah in the parish of Yom Kippur, it's referring to the Avoida. Shchita lav Avoida. So it's not going back on the Shchita. But when it says Chukah in the parish of Paraduma, what's the difference between the Shchita and any other aspect of the Paraduma? You know, because Shchita is lav Avoida, that's by Kachem Mizbeach is lav Avoida. But by Kachem Bedegabayis, you don't have that idea. But the Gemara says, V'lav kol dikein hu? Also known as Valav Kol Shikenu, Chayitza Kavachayme, Madach, that Kachem is Beach, Shchita Lava Vaidehi. Certainly Kachem is Gabaye Shchita Lava Vaidehi. You would think by Kachem is Beach, it's more Chamor, there the Shchita should be more of a Zah. Amarav Sheshav Reid Ravidi, no, Midi Dehavi Amaris Nagam, it's not true. The Lava Vaidehi, Ubayi Kahuna, meaning the reason Parah Duma requires a Kayin is not because you're doing Avaida. Because, like we just said, really it's kachet bedegabayis. And you don't do avoida with kachet bedegabayis. Why then do you need a kayin by para aduma? Because sometimes you just need a kayin. Midi dehavi amaris negayin. A kayin has to oversee negayin. Now, is overseeing negayin determining if the nega is, yeah, nega, not a nega, does that have anything to do with avoida? Of course not. If when the Kohen does it, does he have to wear a big day kahuna? Of course not. It's not an avoida. So when the Kohen engaged in the Parah Adumah, it's true he's doing it because the Torah mandated he do it. But at the same time, it's not an avoida. It has nothing to do with avoida. And still it requires kahuna. So good. So just like Kohen is ma'akiv by Maris Nagam, Kohen's going to be ma'akiv by the Parah Adumah. So that's basically what he said. He said the parash of Yom Kippur is avoida. It's kachim mizbeach. So the Torah says chukah means on all the avoida. Shchita lav avoida. He said there's no reason the Kohen should have to do the shchita. But Parah Adumah is not avoida. So if it's not avoida, the requirement to have a Kohen has nothing to do with avoida. So if it's nothing to do with avoida, Elamite is a din that you need a Kohen. Just like Maris Nagam needs a Kohen. So Parah Adumah also needs a Kohen. So if it says chukah, why should you think the shchit is different? If we're, it's a parish of avoida, so then there's a svara to be mechalik between shchit and everything else. But if we're not dealing with avoida, and the whole requirement to have a kohen is similar to Maris Nagam, you need a kohen because you need a kohen because that's the din. A kohen has a yichas even nothing to do with avoida. When a kohen duchens, that's what has something to do with avoida. So maybe, but pashtus not. When a kohen gets the first aliyah, it has something to do with avoida? No. When a Kohen gets to say Rabbi Yisrael Mevelim Benchin, Bershus Kohanim, what, that has something to do with avoida? No. A Kohen has a yichas, even nothing to do with avoida. Maris Negoim is exhibit A for that. That's the biblical example of it. Maris Negoim, so it says the Gemara. That's what this is. And Rab said, therefore, when it says chukah regarding the part, there's no svar to be mechala between shchita and anything else. So we assume for sure it's going back on the shchita. As opposed to when it says chukah regarding Yom Kippur, it's presumably referring to the avoida, because that's what Yom Kippur is. It's all avoida. So shchita lav avoida. It's not referring to the Shchita, so we know what Rav Shita is. Rav Shita is Para is Psula Bizar, Parai is going to be Kshera Bizar. Shchita's Para Adumah is Psula Bizar, because the Torah clearly says Kayhanim had to be involved in the Para Adumah, and it says Chuka, which means it's Ma'akif, which means that even though ordinarily Shchita Kshera Bizar, that's when you're dealing with Avoy, it's nothing to do with Avoyda. Here you need a Kayan because you just need a Kayan, and therefore the Halach is it's going to be Psula Bizar. Paroi, that shchita is like any other shchita. Shchita lav avoidi, it's ksheir bazar. I maybe Yom Kippur is different because it says chukah. Chukah is referring to avoidis. This is not avoidis. So we understand Rav Shita. Now we have to figure out Shmuel Shita. And Shmuel Shita is a 180 of Rav Shita. It's literally the diametric opposite. Shmuel Shita is that the shchita of the Parah Adumah was ksheir bazar, but the shchita of the Parah Yom Kippur was possible. So I was according to Shmuel, that says Parah Psula. Maishna Parah. What's the reason? Probably because it says the word chukah, right? That's for sure Pshan and Shmuel. And even though shchita ordinarily is lav avoidi, but Shmuel holds chukah is going not only on the avoid, it's referring to everything. So it says chukah, that's for sure the reason. Parah Nam Yoktiv Elazar v'chukah, if that's the case, it's the opposite question. But the Parah Adumah says Elazar, that has to be done by Kain, and it says chukah. Shani Hasam, Dichsiv V'shachat, Oisna lefanav. Talk to Gemara. No, Shmuel had a diak. It says when the Sata Moisa Elazar Akai. Right, you should take the Parah Adumah. You should give it to Elazar. V'hoitzni Oisa lichutz l'machna. You should take it outside the machna. V'shachat Oisa. He should shecht it lefanav in his presence. That's almost a contradictory nusach. He should shecht it in front of himself. If he's shechting it, of course it's lefanav. Said Shmuel, you know what it means. V'shachat Oisa doesn't mean he should shecht it. V'shachat means somebody else. Anyone can check them. You don't have to be a czar, but it could be anybody. As long as it's lefanav, it's in his presence. So said Shmuel, that's how I know that a kohen didn't have to do the shchit of the Parah Adumah, even though it says chukah, because the Torah seems to be saying that it doesn't have to be a lazar. The Torah says v'shachan, anybody could do it. As long as it's lefanav, that's going to be okay. Zok demar v'rav. Rav that holds that a lazar had to be the shaychet. He holds that even though shchita ordinarily is ksher b'zar, when it comes to Parah Adumah, it's going to be possible. What does he do with this drush of a shachat doisa lefanav? Shlo yasiach daitim imen. What it means is that he can't be masiach das. That when he does the shchita, he has to be focused on the shchita. There's no hesach chadash. V'shmul shlo yasiach daitim imen. How does Shmuel know shlo yasiach das? He doesn't learn it from v'shachat doisa lefanav, because that means that a zar should shecht it in the fun of shalak kayin. Rav learns it from this. How does Shmuel know? And afkalei, he learns it from a different pasuk. It says, V'saraf es haparo le'enav. V'saraf es haparo le'enav. It should be burnt le'enav. Oh, le'enav means no hesachadas. V'rav, okay. So why doesn't Rav learn it from V'saraf es haparo le'enav? So why does he need V'shachat oisa lefanav? So the Gemara, Rav held he needed two makaris to teach me that the Kohen is not allowed to be Masiach Das. Chan b'shchita, one to tell me he can't be Masiach Das during the shchita. V'chad b'sreifa. One to tell me can't be masich das during the sreifa. V'tzrich and you need baldi. Kasser amana v'shchito. It's had it only said in the Torah by shchito. I would have thought mishum t'chilas avoidi. It's the beginning of the avoido. Aval sreifa ema loy. But maybe by sreifa there's no problem of hesach adas. Tzricha therefore it had to say by sreifa. Because rechman b'sreifa. Had it said it by sreifa mishum dahash tuhu demeskashu para. Because the sreifa is what makes the para happen. Rashi says, the sreifa is what creates the efer. And the Afer is really the punchline. That's what we're trying to get to. We'll see more about this tomorrow. So the Iker of the Avoid of the Parah Aduma is the Sreifa. Avul Shchita, but the Shchita, which is not the Iker, Eim Alay, maybe there's no requirement, Hesach Adas. Therefore, Tzricha, therefore Rav held that you need two Mekairah. So what comes out, just one piece, as we segue to the next part of the Gemara, is that Rav learns from V'shachat Oysa Lefanov, that the coin is now going to be Masiach Das during the avoida of creating the Parah Aduma. The Sarif Asapar Le'enav also teaches me that you can't be Masiach Das. The Gemara assumes, I in the bottom Tosis in the Yomid, how the Gemara knew to make this assumption, but the Gemara assumes that from the fact that there's two miyutim in the parasha of Parah Aduma to tell me that the coin can't be Masiach Das, it's mashma that in these two instances it can't be Masiach Das, but there are instances where he can be Masiach Das. As if to say, if the Kohen can never be Masiach Das, you probably wouldn't need two different drushas. You would just give me one drusha that would tell me Shalei Yaseach Das in any aspect of the process of the Paradum. From the fact that the Torah mentions it here, and then the Torah mentions it there, so you say, Meris, it's coming Lema'ute something. There is one aspect of this process where he could be Masiach Das. And that's the Gemara's next question. What part of the Parah Aduma process can the Kohen be Masiach Das? Is it the part where the Kohen gathers the Afer, puts it into a safe place, and then when it's needed, takes it out, fills up a kli with water, and mixes it together? Maybe it's that aspect of it. Gathering, meaning you already burnt it, it's just now gathering the efer and mixing it with the water. But the Gemara says it can't be, because l'shmeres l'mei nidoksev. The pasuk says clearly, v'asad ish tohar es efer apara, you gather it, v'inich mechutz l'machne b'malkam tar, v'hoysel adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres l'mei nida chatasi. The word l'mishmeres is, zok Rashi, is a lashon of shmira. It sounds like you have to watch it. It sounds like for sure there's a problem of hesach adas. Elo l'mutit, the Gemara says, ashlachas eitz eres ve'ezoi v'shni toilas, the lav gufa de paranino. What it's coming to me, Mayid, is taking the eight zeres and throwing it into the fire together with the para while it's burning, taking the ezoid and the shni toilas, what the daf started with, those are not gufa de para. That's the part where it's okay to be masiach das. Again, we're discussing the shchita of the para aduma, also the shchita of the para v'harim, but primarily the shchita of the para aduma. That's going to be the next part of the daf, whether or not it's ksheira bazar or it's psula bazar. Rav shita is that it's psula bazar. Shmuel shita is a ksheira bazar. Just a chazer. What's Rav's makar? That shchita's para aduma is psula bazar because it says unesatem oisa el alazar akoyin, and then it says the word chuka. That's a magic word that means it's lahakev. So alazar had to do it. And it's a chukah that Allah had to do it, which means that it's ma'akiv that it be done by a kohen. And it's a chiddush because ordinarily shchita is ksheir bazar. But like the Gemara explained, shchita ksheir bazar is an avoida. So when you're dealing with an avoida shchita, shchita lav avoida here, and it's for that reason shchita is ksheir bazar. But this is not avoida anyways. This is kachi b'edek abayis. This didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. No part of the Parah Aduma went on the Mizbeach. So being that this is anyways not Kodshim is Be'ach. So we're not dealing with Avoidah. So why would the Torah require a Kohen? Midi the Havi Amaris Negav. So if it's Midi the Havi Amaris Negav, there's no Svar to Mechav between the Shechita and any other aspect of it. So as a result, if it says Chukim must be going on everything, there's no Svar to exclude the Shechita, right? Very Gishmak. And therefore Rav Shita is that Shechita's Para, in contrast to all other Shechitas, is going to be Psula Bazar. Shmuel argued. Shmuel said that it's Ksheir Bazar. And Shmuel learned it from a Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Unesatem Oysa L'Lazar HaKoyin, V'hoitzi Oysa L'michutz L'machne, V'shachat Oysa L'fonav. Sounds like he really shouldn't be doing the Shechita. It just should be L'fonav. V'shachat Oysa, Zor does the Shechita, L'fonav in his presence. Again, more on this note. Itma Shechitas Parah Bazar. Shechitas Parah Bazar. Rav Ami Amar Ksheir, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Psula. Ula Amar Ksheira, the Ami La Psula. So again, a lot of the Amiram chimed in on this Shaila. So Rav Ami said one way, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said another way, Ula, we don't even know what he said. Some say that he said Kasha, some say that he said Pasam. Master of Yeshua Barabba, the Rab. So Yeshua Barabba asked a Kasha, which is a Kasha on those that hold, that Shchitas Parah is Kshera, which means, L'siyuye L'Rab, this Kasha on Shmuel and those Amirah is essentially going to be a riot throw. So Yeshua Barabba is going to bring a Brisa that's going to take us until the end of the Daf, and the purpose, the mission statement of this Brisa, the reason it's being presented right now is because this Brisa is going to be proof that Shchitas Parah Aduma is Psula Bizar. Zok de Gemara. Here's the Brisa. Ein Liela Hazas Mei Meo She'en K'sherim Be'isha Kibbe'ish Ve'en K'sherim Ela B'yon. So the Brisa is starting off with a Hanacha, and that is that the Hazah of the Mayim that was mixed together with the Efer of the Parah Aduma, when it was sprinkled onto the person that was Tomei Tumas Meis, it couldn't have been done by a woman, meaning it was only kosher to be done by a man, and it had to be done during the day, it couldn't be done during the night. Now the makar to this is, because the Pasuk says, V'lokach ezoiv v'toval b'mayim ish tahor v'hizo. So it's clear that it was an ish. It had to be done by a man. That's how you know it had to be done by a man, not by a woman. How do you know it had to be done during the day? Hu yischata boy bayoyim hashlishi u bayoyim hashvii yita. So it had to be done during the day. Bayoyim. Bayoyim means by day. So that's Pashit, Pesukim in the Torah, that the Hazah had to be done, number one, by an ish. V'lokach ezoiv v'toval b'mayim ish. Not an isha, and had to be done during the day. Who yischata by bayoy mashlishi u bayoy mashvi, as opposed to being done at night. Zokti price of minay the rabbi shchitasa the kabbal as dama vazo as dama v'srei fasa v'ashlochas etz erez ve'ezav shni toilas. How do you know all those other aspects of the process of the paraduma? How do you know that they too had to be done during the day? Ayin Rashi. So again, it's a little tricky because the price has started off with 2 points that the Hazah had to be done during the day, and that the Hazah had to be done by a man as opposed to a woman. And then the Brisa is going to say, okay, this we know, but what about all those other things? So usually it would flow. How do you know all those other things also by day? How do you know all those things also ish v'lo yisha? But that's not pshat in the Brisa. Rashi says it'll be very clear in the Gemara. What the Brisa is going to try to figure out is, minayin, how do you know those things had to be done during the day, not at night? So the Gemara Talmud Loi Marit says, Torah. Says the word Torah, Zois Chukas HaTorah, and Torah says that whatever you find by Hazah is going to be true for the Gansa Maisa. Yochashani Mabra Afasifa, Afro Umilu Maiva Kiddush. You would say, oh, if it's true for everything, so maybe it should even be true for gathering the Efer and filling up the cup, the Mayim Chaim El Keli, the Kiddush, and then sanctifying the Talmud. It says Zois. It says HaTorah, it also says Zois. Zois. Chukas HaTorah. So on the one hand, we have Torah, which is Marba. We have Zois, which is Memayit. And therefore, we can be Marba, but we can't be Marba. We talk to Marba. So the rabbi says, Eilu, hoitzi, Eilu. How do you know what to be Marba? So the Gemara, I'll tell you what. There's Achash, Rebbe, Kasef, Amid. Being that the Torah was Marba, and the Torah was Mayit. Right? Torah is Marba, Zois is Memayit. Amrit, Harei, Anu, Lemaid, and Kula, Ma'azos, Me'me. So the question is, what should we learn? Ma'azos, Me'me, Einik, Sharon, Be'isha, Kibbe'ish. Ve'ink, Sharon, Elabayoin. Just like Hazah is only kosher. Be-ish, meaning it's not kosher be-ish or kibish. And it's only kosher by yoyim. Afani ovi shchitasa, v'kambol azdama, v'azo azdama, v'sre fasa, v'ashloch azayitz erev, v'ezo v'shni toilas, hoil v'en k'sherin be-ish and kibish, en k'sherin elo by yoyim. The reason we're going to be mad by those things is because we know those things are similar to hazah in that in those instances, ish is possible. Oh, so if ish is possible there, and we know ish is possible by the hazah, and that means they have that in common. And Hazah is possible by Laila, meaning it's only kosher by Yoyim. So it makes sense that those things should also be possible by Laila. That is only be kosher by Yoyim. As opposed to those aspects, those things are kosher by Yisho. It's ksherim nami by Yoyim. Therefore, it makes sense they should be kosher by Yoyim of Laila. Now the Brisa all makes sense. So basically, the Brisa start off like this. The Brisa said, when it comes to Hazah, you find two things. Number one, only a man. Number two, only during the day. Now we have a Reboy to be married, but other things also only during the day. We also have a miyat to say that not everything, only some things. So the question is, we have to figure out what to be marba, what to be ma'ib. So the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, I can be a whole list of things that are going to be marba, a smaller list of things that are going to be ma'ib. Marba, how do you know what to be marba, what to be ma'ib? Well, it's very simple. Whatever similar to Hazah that it requires ish, below yisha, so once you find that similarity, you have the common denominator, so it makes sense to be similar also. It has to be below, below, below. So anything that is only kasha, the ish, that will be marba. These are things that are kosher be'isha. So it's not similar to hazar regarding that requirement. So it makes sense they're going to be kosher by yoim ubalayo. So this braisa somehow is checkmate. This is the braisa that proves Rav Shita that Shchita's Parah Aduma is Psula Bazar. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my Tiyufta. What's the Tiyufta?" Right? It's a nice braisa after we understand it. But V'chaira, what is it? What's the Tiyufta? Elaim, the Gemara says, maybe the Tiyufta was Mid Psula B'Isha, Psula Nami Bazar. Maybe the point is, because you see in this braisa that Shchita's Psula B'Isha, because Shchita was one of the things that we said is possible B'Isha, and therefore it's also going to be possible Laila. Oh, so you're assuming if it's possible B'Isha, it's possible Bazar. It's not muchach. Hazaz may mer teichiach. The hazaz is teichiach. She psulim beisha. The hazaz is also possible beisha. Uksheirim bizar. It's kasher bizar. See, you see, it's not muchach. Just because something's possible beisha doesn't necessarily mean it's possible bizar. I'm rabbiyas. Rabbiyas said hainet tiyufte. No, it's very poshut. Because isha my timer. How do you know an isha can't do shchita? What's the makar? Because a lazar, it says a lazar v'lo yisha. Lazar was a man. A lazar wasn't a woman. A zar nami a lazar v'lo yisar. If the makar to be mamai isha is because it says a lazar v'lo yisha. So in that same vein, a lazar v'lo yisar exhal. So we're stopping a little bit abruptly because again, the Gemara is going to continue with this theme onto daf mem gimel amid beis. More in tomorrow's daf about this machloek is Rav and Shmuel. But we will exhale and revisit the beginning of the daf and talk a little generally about Parah Aduma, as it is very much the topic of today's daf and of tomorrow's daf. So the daf began, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Shtei Lishoinoi Shamati. I heard a halacha with regards to two Lishoinois, meaning two Lishoinoi Shal Zahiris, two Reutafudims. Achashal Parah, one is the one of the Parah Aduma that was thrown into the fire together with the Parah Aduma. Achashal Sarah Mishtalech. Another one was the Lashon Shel Zohairis that was tied to the head of the Sarah Mishtalech. He said, one needs a shear, the other one doesn't need a shear. V'lo yadayinu hayminayu. And then the Gemara continued on that same thing, on the bottom of the Yom. Kelsa Rav Dimi, Yom Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi came very strong. And he reported, after learning by Rabbi Yochanan, that Lashon Shamati. He said, I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, there's three Lashonis. The Parah Aduma, the Sarah Mishtalech, and there's even a third about Metzayr. And then he said something about the weight. Achas Mishkel Asarizuz, Achas Mishkel Shnei Slon, Achas Mishkel Shekel. But again, for some reason, a lot of confusion. He said, Ve'enli Lefarish. And then the Gemara continued on this theme, on the top of Daf Mem Beis Amar Av. The Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Pligi bar Rab Shimon ben Chalafta v'Rabbanan b'Parah. There was Machlokes Shimon ben Chalafta and the Rabbanan regarding this Lashon Shel Zohairis, the Shnei Toilas of the Parah Aduma. Chad Amar once said Mishkel Asara Zuz, v'Chad Amar Mishkel Shekel. There was a simin, echad amamim, echad amamim. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, we diftu Ravina. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu, you heard this. He told Ravina, no, it was a mistake. The way this was said over, this Machlokes Tanam, Rab Shimon ben Chalafta and Rabbanan wasn't b'Parah Pligi, ele b'Sara Mishtaleach Pligi. And the Gemara says, that day that he said that, Noch Nafshe de Rabbi Barkisi. One of the Gedolim passed away. His name was Rabbi Barkisi. The Anchu Basimana. And the Chachamim used that as an opportunity to come up with a simon. It's like this, everybody would remember that the Machloikis, Rab Shimon ben Chalafta and the Rabbanon, regarding the weight of this Lashon, was regarding the Lashon Shel Zohairis of the Sar Mishtaleach and not the Shnei Toilas of the Parah Aduma. And the simon was Rav Yo Bar Kisi Mechaper Kesar Mishtaleach. Rav Yo Bar Kisi's Misa was Mechaper, just like the Sar Mishtaleach. So what does that even mean? So Rashi says, Misa Tzadikim is Mechaperes, because Rav Yo Bar Kisi was a Tzadik, and the Misa of Tzadikim is Mechaper, and the Sora Mishtaleach was Mechaper. So he said, remember that this is Rabbi Barkisi's yard site. That was the day of his Petira. That would be a good way to remember they were arguing about Sora Mishtaleach. They weren't arguing about Parah Aduma. The Ritva on this Gemara asks a bomb kasha. From a Gemara, Mesechtes Ma'ikon, Dav Chof Ches Lamed Aleph. Omer Rab Ami. Rab Ami said, Woman Nisbacha Misas Miriam, Leparshas Parah Aduma. The Misa of Miriam and the Parash of Parah Aduma are both mentioned in Parashas Chukas. So Rav Ami said, Loma nismecha Misas Miriam leParashas Parah Aduma. So he said, Loi melucho to teach you, Ma Parah Aduma mechaperes. Just like Parah Aduma is mechaper, Af Misasim shel Tzadikim mechaperes. So too, the Misa of Tzadikim is mechaper. Fake the Ritva. It's a Mefurish Gemara. That the Gemara says that Misas Miriam was mentioned next to Misas Tzadikim, to Parah Aduma, to teach us that just like the Parah Aduma is Mechaper, so too the Misa of Tzadikim is Mechaper. So Freit the Ritva, how could the Misa of Ravya Bar Kisi be a way to remember that they were arguing about Sara Mishtaleach and not Paraduma? Why? Because Misa Sadikim is Mechapa like the Sara Mishtaleach. L'chayra, Misa Sadikim is also Mechapa like the Paraduma. It's a Mefurish Gemara in my Kotan Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Rashi incidentally quotes the next part of that Gemara. But the first part of the Gemara Rashi doesn't quote, and this is with regards to the fact that Mrs. Miriam was next to Paraduma, Ma Paraduma Mechaperis, Af Misas and Shal Sadiqi Mechaper, Safrek Teritva. I don't understand. You're comparing it to the Sara Mishtalech like this, you remember? Because Mrs. Sadiqi is Mechaper like the Sara Mishtalech. Mrs. Sadiqi is Mechaper like the Paraduma as well. It says the Ritva, you have to say that although it's true that Misas, that the Paraduma is Mechaper, and that's what the Gemara means in my cotton daf chavchesim and that lama nismacha misas miri la paraduma, that just like the paraduma is mechaper, so to misas sadikim is mechaper, but it's not mechaper on the same level as the sara mishtaleach. The sara mishtaleach is ko kula ya mechaper, as opposed to the paraduma, which is not, as we're going to see. So says the Ritva, the Sara Mishtaleach is more of a mechaper than is the Parah Aduma, and that was the way to remember if Ravi Bar Kisi passed away on that day, we'll remember Sara Mishtaleach as opposed to Parah Aduma. It's just interesting. It's interesting that Chazal were megalotas by two karbonos, this idea that Misa Sadikim is mechaper. You find it by Parah Aduma, and you find it by the Sarha Mishtaleach. Very interesting. Two Gemaras. A Gemara in Ma'ikondav Chavchasa Men Aleph regarding the Parah Aduma, and a Gemara in Masechta Yumadav Membeza Men Aleph regarding the Sarha Mishtaleach. I once heard from the Mashkiach, Matasio Solomon, Zolzain Gesunden Stark. He said this at a Levaya of a young person. So he said that the Gemara says in Ma'ikondav Chavchasa Men Aleph, that Lama Nismacha Mises Miri Le Parah Aduma, Ma Parah Aduma Mechaperes, Af Misasin Tzor Tzadikim Mechaperes. So he said, why did Chazal pick Dafka the Parah Aduma? So he said, because sometimes when a tzaddik passes away, or when a young person passes away, it's literally, it's inexplicable, and there's no way for us to understand it. There's a bechina of tzaddik v'raloi, which is impossible for us to understand. In fact, it's one of the great mysteries of the Bria, when bad things happen to good people, and when a tzaddik suffers, and Rahman al-Hassan ends up with him dying. So, when Chazal wanted to tell us that the miso of a tzaddik is mechaper, you know which carbon they picked? They picked the Parah Aduma. Because the Parah Aduma is zoyis chukas ha-tayra. The Parah Aduma is the choik. It's a gzera deraisa. We don't understand it. So it's not a coincidence that Chazal used the Parah Aduma to teach this lesson, because the Parah Aduma is the Chukas HaTorah, and Misa Sadikim is also from the Chukai HaTorah, because it's something that we can't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu, in the first part of Masechtas Brachos, asked Hashem, explain to me Tzadik V'Raloi, and Nebi says, I can't. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in his infinite wisdom, couldn't understand it. It's not something that could be understood. It's like the Parah Aduma. Amarti echkema v'hira chaytum imani. And that's why it was compared to the Parah Aduma. That's what Matzio said. But I think, Alpi the Medrash that we mentioned early last week, that the Ramban quotes, that when the Umaysa Oilam and the Satan is Maynes Yisrael with the Chukim, he mentions not just the Parah Aduma, but he mentions another carbon. He mentions the Sara Mishtaleach. The Sara Mishtaleach is also from the Chukai HaTorah. So the Parah Aduma is Zois Chukas HaTorah, but it's the Sara Mishtaleach and the Parah Aduma. And the Ramban says it's because they were both outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and they were both karbonos to the Samech Mem. They involve different things. But the point is that the two karbonos that are the symbols of Chukim as it relates to karbonos are the Parah Aduma and the Sara Mishtaleach. That's why you have the Gemara, Ma'ikon Chavchesim and Aleph, Laman Nismacha Misas Tzadikim, Misas Miriam, the Parshas Parah Aduma, and you have the Gemara, Yumadach Membezam and Aleph, that Ravya Bar Kisi Mechaper Kisar HaMishtaleach. But the truth is that we have to take a step back and really understand, what does it even mean that the Parah Aduma is Mechaper? The purpose of the Parah Aduma, we went through the Pesukim a little bit during the Daf, the purpose of the Parah Aduma, every child knows, was to take the Efer of the Parah Aduma, mix it with water, and sprinkle it on somebody that was Tomei Tomas Meis. So if somebody comes in contact with a Meis, he's Tomei. Toma, once upon a time, was a big deal. Today, we're all Tomei. So we don't appreciate the practicalities of being Tomei. But once upon a time, it was a huge deal. And the way to be Tahar from Tomas Meis was with the Parah Aduma. And by the way, the Parah Aduma wasn't just sprinkled on a person that was Tomei Tomas Meis. The Pasuk says, the oil, the kalim, it was a mitaher. It had nothing to do with kapara. So what does it even mean when the Gemara says that Lama Nismecha Misas Miriam Leparashas Paraduma Loim Elcha Ma Paraduma Mechaperes Af Misasan Shel Tzadikim Mechaperes? In what way is the Paraduma Mechaper? So Tosfos asks the Kasha. Tosfos Masechtas Mayim Katan Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, and Tosfos says that you have to say Pshat based on Rashi in Parashas Chukas, who quotes from Rav Moshe Hadarshan. So Parah Aduma, at its surface, is Chukas HaTorah, which means that we have no understanding in the Parashah Parah Aduma. Stating that at the very end of the first part of Parashas Chukas, Rashi brings from Rav Moshe Hadarshan, who explained everything. Says, Rashi, why do you bring a Parah Aduma? Moshe ben Shifcha, Shetinev Paltin Shal Melech. There was a ben Shifcha, the Shifcha had a son, and the son was playing in the palace, and the son made a mess. Amru, they wanted someone to clean it. So they said, Tova Yimoy with the Kana Chatzaya, let this kid's mother come and let her clean it up. Kach, Tova Para Utechaper Al Ha'ego. The purpose of the Para Aduma was to be Mechaper. It was meant to be Mechaper Al Ha'ego. The truth is, the Sfarim are very bothered that on the one hand, Para Aduma is Chukas HaTorah, and then Rashi goes and he brings from Ramosha Adarshan a whole Hezver or what this all means. But either way, so Tosfos quotes the same Ramosha Adarshan. And Tosfos says that it's Mavur, that there was an idea of kapara as it relates to the Parah Aduma. Tavai imai usekana chatzaya. Kach tavai para utechaper alo egel. So it wasn't mechaper. In fact, it was mechaper on the chet egel. Thus made the Gemara. Lama nismecha misas Miriam la Parah Aduma, because just like the Parah Aduma was mechaper, what was a mechaper on Ramay Shadash and it was mechaper on the egel? In that same vein, misas sadikim was mechaper as well. So just to explain the Inyan a little bit, because it's a little confusing. Parah Aduma is at its core a metaher, not a mechaper. But at the same time, there is some mechaper element to it. Because you have this idea, tova ya'em uskana chatzaya, tova paru techaper al egel. So which one is it? Is it a metaher? Is it a mechaper? Obviously it's both. But it requires a little bit of a hagdara, just a little bit of a next level understanding, just to be able to appreciate a little bit what this all means. So it was clear in today's daf that the Parah Aduma, even though it had certain rituals that were performed with it that mirror a carbon, but it really wasn't a carbon. The Parah Aduma required shechita, it required kabbalah, it required hazah noichach pnei olamayim. And then you had to take all the basar and you had to burn it. These all mirror karbanos. Every karban required shechita and kabbalah. Every karban had zrika or hazah. And there were some karbanos where you had to take all the basar and burn it, the parah manasrafa. So really, it feels a lot like a karban. It had to be done by a kohen. So if it had to be done by a kohen, it certainly sounds like we're dealing with a karban. But at the same time, the Gemara said, Rav said it very sharp on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that really the parah aduma is kotche bedakabayis. It's not kotche mizbeach, it's not a karban. In fact, the Kedusha is not even Kachin Mizbeach. It's not the Kedusha that a carbon has. It's a whole different type of Kedusha. From a hektish perspective, it's like a donation somebody made to upgrade the Zav and the Kesef and the Nechoshes in the Beis HaMikdash. The fact that you need a Kohen, said Rav, that's me to the Havi Amaris Negoim. Just like a Kohen gets the first Aliyah, Kohen Duchens. Maris Negoim required a Kohen. This also requires a Kohen. I don't do an Avodah. And that's why Rav said, even though Shechita ordinarily is different than all the other Avodas, when it comes to Parah Aduma, I don't see any Svart Mecha within the Shechita and everything else. In the world of Avodah, yeah, Shechita is different. Shechita lav Avodah. But in this world, I don't do whatever. So really, even though we have a situation where we're doing things that mirror a carbon, but at the same time, it's not a carbon. It's Kachiv HaGabayis. Even the requirement of Kahuna is Midi Dahavi Amaris Negoim. Stating that, there is an idea that's mentioned in many places in Shas that's called Chatos Karyei Rachman. Just to mention three. The Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So Chulin, Daf Yud Aleph is synonymous with the Sugya of Roy. So this is in the Sugya of Roy. The Gemara says that the Parah Aduma couldn't be a Treifa. If the Parah Aduma was a Treifa, it was going to be a problem. Now, there was no way to know, really, whether the Parah Aduma was a Treifa initially, and the Gemara has a whole discussion how you figure it out. Oh, Elma, you go Basaroy. But the Gemara says that the Parah Aduma couldn't be a Treifa. Fake the Gemara. Why? Mechatesi. Why can't it be a Treifa? A carbon can't be a treifa. But why would you say that the parah aduma couldn't be a treifa? Zok the Gemara, because chatas kari rachmana. The reason is because the Torah called the parah aduma chatas. It says va'asaf ish tar es efer apar. V'iniach michutz lamachin abemakum tar. V'hoysa ladas v'nei Yisrael v'mishmeres. L'mein nida chatasi. The Torah called it a chatas. Zok the Gemara, chatas kari rachmana. We have to treat it like a chatas. A chatas is a carbon. A carbon can't be a treifa. So we learn from this that the parah aduma, even though it wasn't a carbon, but at the same time, it couldn't be a treifa. Another Gemara. It's a Mishnah in Mesechta Shkolin, Daf Yud Amud Beis. So the Mishnah says, Pa'ir v'sara mishtaleach. Just another example of where the par and the sara mishtaleach come together. Pa'ir v'sara mishtaleach, v'loshen shal zahiris, of today's daf, ban mitrumas alishka. They were paid for by the trumas alishka. Says the Taklan Chadatin in the Mishnah, and other Rishonim say this as well. But says the Taklan Chadatin, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, of Mesechta Shkolim fame. He says, Pa'ir came from the Trumas Halishka. Zokta, af agav te einu nishchates ba'azara. Even though it wasn't a carbon, ba mi Trumas Halishka, de chatas kari rachmana. Because the Torah called it a chatas. Meaning, what was the Trumas Halishka used for? For karbonos. Paradum was not a carbon. So if it's not a carbon, how do you have a right to use it? Zokta, because chatas kari rachmana. Even though it's not a carbon, but the Torah called it a chatas. And because the Torah called it a chatas, it gets dinam of a chatas. And once it has dinam of a chatas sibur is ba mi Trumas Halishka. That was the purpose of the machtas. That's Mesechta Shkolim 101. So it's for that reason, the Parah Adumah, Chatas Kari Rachmana, it's going to have the same thing. A third and final Maramakan. Mishnah, Mesechta Parah, Perek Dala Mishnah Aleph. Geshmaka Halacha, Paras Chatas. We're talking about the Parah Adumah, Sheshachta Shaloi Lishma. What would be if the Kayan did the Shechita of the Parah Adumah? Today's the Kayan's doing the Shechita of the Parah Adumah. But he had a Machshava Shaloi Lishma. Kibel, Vihiza Shaloi Lishma. Oy Lishma, Vishaloi Lishma. Oy Shaloi Lishma, Vishma. Psula. The halach is it's going to be possible. Rabbi Eliezer Machsha. Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be kosher. Shloi rochzi daim raglayim. What would be if the kohen before he did the parah aduma he didn't wash his hands and his feet from the kiyar again psula? Rabbi Eliezer Machsha. You have a halacha that the shchita and the kabbalah and the hazah of the parah aduma had to be done lishma. Not just that, if it's shloi lishma, it's going to be possible. Say the Rishonim, why? Why would it be possible? Oh, because Chatas Kari Rachmana. And Chatas, the first Mishnah in Kachim, the first Mishnah in Mesechta Zvachim, is one of two Karbanos, where the halach is that if you bring it Shaloi Lashma, it's going to be called as Vachim Shaloi Lashma, it's Kshem, all Mamma Shaloi Lashma, Chutz Mena Pesach Vachatas. So Chatas Shaloi Lashma is possible. Chatas Kari Rachmana, the Parah Aduma has a din of a Chatas. In other words, what's coming out from here is a Dover Nifla. In today's daf, it's clear that the Parah Aduma is Kodshe Bed Kabayas. Even though the shchites and this kabbalas and this zrikis and this srefas hapara, it's all avoided that's being done in bedek abayas. The requirement of a kayan is midi dehavi amaris negam. It has nothing to do with avoida. It's not an avoida. It doesn't even have the right kedusha. It's chulin as far as avoida goes. Avoida requires kachi bedek mizbeach. This is not even kachi mizbeach. It's the wrong kedusha. It's kachi bedek abayas. Staining echatas kari rachmana. And we just mentioned three of several examples. A treif would be a problem. That's gemara chulin daf miralef amiralef. It was brought from the trumas alishka. That's a mishnah shkolim daf yudam ibeis and Shaloi Lishma is going to be possible. A Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak in Masechtas Parah is Yesh Loimar. It's that dichotomy that you find regarding the Parah Aduma that is the Hezber, just the Geder, in terms of understanding this idea of the Parah Aduma being a Metaher and the Parah Aduma being a Mechaper. You want to know what the Parah Aduma is at its essence, at its core? It's a Metaher. It's Kodshe Bedek HaBayis. All the avoiders that look and feel and smell like Abayas, not really avoiders, because it's Kodshe Bedek HaBayis. But at the same time, Chatas Kari Rachmana. There's a Kree. There's some interpretation of what's going on right now that is Chatas. If there's a Tzad Chatas, if there's a Chatas Kari Rachmana, a Tzad Chatas that begets Halachos, major kachem halachos. That means there's a tzad mechaper. Because a chatas by definition is a mechaper. Is memela, you find this idea, Ramosha Hadarshan, that the Parah Aduma had the ability to be mechaper as well. In other words, this dichotomy that you find regarding the Parah Aduma, that it's at its essence a metaher. But at the same time, there's a knech of it being mechaper, so much so that the Gemara says in my Kanuch of Ches Amar Aleph Lama Nisbucham Mises Miriam Leparshis Parah Aduma, because yeah, Tzadik Veraloi Zoyz Chukis HaTorah, but at the end of the day, it goes down as a mechaper. The Hezber Advarim is because that really is the whole essence of the Paraduma. The Paraduma is Kachay Bedek Abayis with a Knech of Chatas Kaya Rachmana. Therefore, because it is at its essence Kachay Bedek Abayis, it's at its essence only a Metaher, because Kachay Bedek Abayis can't be Mechaber, it's not a void, it has no ability to be Mechaber. Of Chatas Kaya Rachmana, there is some Kree, there is some interpretation of what's going on right here. That is Chatas. On that sad Chatas Kaya Rachmana, what you end up with is the Parah Aduma being Mechaber. But just to end with one Ha'ara, and that is, the Mishnah said, Paras Chatas, Sheshachta Shaloy Lishma, Kiba Vihiza Shaloy Lishma, Oy Lishma Vishaloy Lishma, Oy Shaloy Lishma Vishma, Psula. Why? Because Chatas Kai Rachman. Rebbe Eliezer Machshe. Rebbe Eliezer, the Tana Rebbe Eliezer says that no, it's okay. The halacha is that it's going to be kasha. B'chaira, I think, it's mashma, that Rebbe Eliezer disagrees with the Yisoid of Chatas Kai Rachman. Now it's not Muchach. You could say that maybe Rebbe Eliezer agrees Chatas Kai Rachmana. He just holds that as it relates to Shalei Lashma, as it relates to requiring Kiddush at Ayin Raglayim from the Kiyar before you do the Avodah, Al Zeh Loi Nemar Chatas Kai Rachmana. But Rebbe Eliezer is for sure arguing with this halacha. This halacha that's predicated on Chatas Kai Rachmana, Rebbe Eliezer Machsha. The truth is, there's a well-known medrash, a medrash that we've spoken about many times, but it's a classic, and it's very much worth repeating. The Medrash says as follows: Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yosef Rav Chanina said, "B'shosh olam Moshe l'shamayim." This Medrash is mentioned in many, many different places. I'm quoting it from the Psikta Rabasi. It's Parsha Yudalim, Parsha's Parah. So Rav Acha said in the name of Rav Yosef Rav Chanina that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to be mekabel the Torah, shama koylei shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So he heard the voice of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef v'Oisik b'Parsha's Parah. He was sitting and learning. And he was learning the parasha of Parah Aduma. And he was saying over halacha v'shem ma'imra. And he said, quote, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, egla bash nasa upara bash dayim. The egla of egla rufa fame has to be 1 year old, and the para for Parah Aduma has to be 2 years old. So Moshe told the Kaddish Baruch Hu, ribayin ha'ilamin, well, yoinim v'hatach toinim b'shuscha. You have all yoinim and every tachtoinim. They're all yerushal. You sing over Torah from a boss of Adam. You sing over Torah from someone. Rabbi Eliezer, Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, tzaddik echad asid lamid ba'ilami. There's going to be a tzaddik one day. He's going to stand in my world. Va'asid leftoyach beparshas parah tchila. And he's going to be the first one to say halachas in parashas parah. Rabbi Eliezer, in fact, it's the first mishnah masechtas parah. Egla bashnasa uparah shtayim. And saying over Torah from this person, Rebbe Eliezer, who's going to be Asid Leftoyach B'Parashas Parah Tchila, Amar Lefanav. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem and he says, Ribbono Olamim, if that's the case, I want him to be one of my descendants. Amar Le'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecha Shehu Mechalotzecha. Wishes granted. He said the tefillah will be answered. And that's why the pasuk says v'shem ha'echad Eliezer, v'shem isay hamiyuchad Eliezer. It's referring to Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's also a remes to Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes. It's also a remes to Rabbi Eliezer. So this is the well-known chazal. So again, what did the Eibishter tell Moshe Rabbeinu? That there's going to tzaddik echad asad lamid ba'ilami va'asad leftayach beparshas Parah Tchila, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Egla Bashnasa, Uparashtayim. And the truth is, this is the first Mishnah in Masechtas Parah. So if you ever learn Masechtas Parah, so the Masechta begins as follows. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Egla Bashnasa, Uparashtayim. But if you go right in the Mishnah, the Chacham argue with Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim, Oimer, Egla Bashtayim, Uparashtayim, Oy Bas Arba. So Rabbi Eliezer says the Egla could be Bashnasa, and the Parah, Bashtayim. The Chacham is saying no. The Egla has to be two. The Parah has to be Bas Sholosh or Bas Arba. The Chassam Sofer, in many of his drashas on Parashas Parah, he says this multiple times. What's the Hezver in the Machloikis? Pashit, this is the first Machloikis in Masechtas Parah, and it sounds like a Balabatish Machloikis. How old did the Egla have to be? How old did the Parah have to be? Says the Heilige Chassam Sofer that there's a Tifkeit in the Machloikis as it relates to the age of the Parah. It says, reason because Tosfos says in Masechtas Chulin that a Parah that's Bas Nasa, that's only a Bas Shtayim, can have a child. In order for the parah to have a child, she has to be bas sholosh or bas arba. It's a Tosfos in Masechtas Chulin. See, he says, Rashi brings b'shem Rav Moshe HaDarshan. The Rav Moshe HaDarshan said that what's the idea of the parah aduma? Because the parah is the mother of the eagle. And tavoy parah usechaper alo eagle. So said the Chassam Sofer, that only stems if the parah is of age that she could be a mother. So if this par is old enough to be the mother of a child, so it passes the remez of Rav Moshe Adarshan. The Rav Moshe Adarshan said, Tavay ima yusakana chatzaya, kach tavay par yusakapra ala egl. Abulay Rav Eliezer, the Rav Eliezer says, egla bat shenasa upara bat shtayim, the par is too young. A par bat shtayim can't have a child. So it's not possible the remez of Rav Moshe Adarshan. So the Hilchos Chacham Sofer said, come out, all his parashas paradrosh is this vart. And that is the machloikis Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim is that Rav Eliezer held Zois Chukas HaTorah, it's a choit belita. It has nothing to do even with the Chet HaEgel. As opposed to the Chachamim Oimrim that has to be a little bit older. Because they held like Rav Moshe Adarshan. They held that there's an element of kapara. And what is it being mechapa for? What it's being mechapa for is for the Chet HaEgel. So the Chayrit Pashit, it's half of a fellow. It's Rav Eliezer Lishitasai. What's the Yisoy of Chatas Kari Rachmana? The Yisoy is because there's really two dinim in the para. The para adum is be a soida, it's a metaher, it's kachi vedagabayas. But at the same time, it's also a mechaper. What's the kapara? Moshe Adarshan. It's coming to be mechaper for the chet ha'egel. And we said that's the chatas kari rachmano. The chatas kari rachmano is on the tzad mechaper. We look at it as a chatas. It's Rabbi Eliezer l'shitosa, like the Chassam Sofer was medayik. Rabbi Eliezer that holds egla bat shnasa upara bat shtayim, which means the para is not old enough yet to be a mother, which means it can't be the para adum has anything to do with kapara, so there's no chatas kai rachmana. Oh, das is Rabbi Eliezer, Mishnah Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, and Masechtas Parah, that a parah shalai lishma is going to be a problem. Rabbi Eliezer Machsher, if the kohen didn't go to the kir, it's a problem. Rabbi Eliezer Machsher, what's the reason the chachamim hold these are issues because of chatas kai rachmana? So what? Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of chatas kai rachmana. The Teretz says, yeah. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of chatas kai rachmana, and the reason he doesn't hold of chatas kai rachmana is because the yisoid of chatas kai rachmana is because the parah is coming to be mechaper. And that's like the Chassam Sofer said in all his drashas and parashas par. This has nothing to do with kapara. That is shitas Rabbi Eliezer lishitasoi. There's no chatas kai rachmana. But just to end with one very, very last ta'ara, and that is the Radal, Rav David Luria, wrote an epic pirish on the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, and he begins his pirish with several kuntresim. So these are like mevois, introductions to Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer and to his pirish on Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. One of them is called Kuntres Shema Echad Eliezer, Be'ezus Hashem. We've quoted it many times over the years. He begins his Kuntres Shema Echad Eliezer with this medrash. He quotes the Psikta, it's a medrash, it's a Yalkit, B'shosh, Olam Oishal Amorah, right, Shema Koyvot Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, He rotzen sheyetze mechalotzai, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Chayecha, sheyetze mechalotzecha, Shenemar, V'shema Echad Eliezer. So the Radal goes and he says that you find that Rabbi Eliezer is the Mara de Shmaitze in Par Aduma. Makes an observation, he says he counted 19 times in Mishnayis Masechtas Parah. Rabbi Eliezer's name is mentioned. There's another two times in Tosefta. Together it's 21. He says it's the gematria of Eka, based on the Soidis of Parah Aduma, way above my pay grade. But Ayin Shom, he says how it's Rabbi Eliezer that was the Mara de Shmaitza of Parah Aduma. And then in parentheses, he says, Ayin Masha Kosafti, take a look at what I wrote in the first parak of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, in footnote Chafres. Footnote, maybe not coincidentally, 28. So in footnote 28, the Radal says as follows. The context is, we know the story of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was 28 years old. He was a farmer. He was working in the field, and he was being chayresh. He was plowing with his animals. And he said he was working for his father, together with his brothers. And his brothers, they had fertile land to be able to be chayresh. For your chayresh petroshin. And he was finding it very, very difficult. And he was sitting and he was crying. And his father came to him and said, why are you crying? Maybe you're upset, you're disappointed, you don't have the same land, you're not as successful a plower as your brothers are. He says, no, it has nothing to do with that. He says, so why are you crying? So he said, because I want to learn Torah. So his father looked at him, very old school, and he says, you're 28 years old, you don't have parnasa, you don't have a family. He says, you want to learn Torah? He says, listen to me, I'm going to give you good fatherly advice. Find a wife, get married, have a family, you'll send your kids to learn Torah. Your ship sailed. So for you, it doesn't really make sense. If you want, but this young boy, Eliezer, wasn't buying it. And he said, and he continued crying and crying. And then finally he had a gili. Eliyahu Navi came to him, and he sees him crying. He says, Ben Hurkinus, he says, why are you crying? He told him, Ben Shani Mevakish, learn my Torah. I'm a license. He told you, want to learn Torah? So who's stopping you? You want to learn? Alei Yerushalayim, and go to yeshiva. He says, which yeshiva should I go to? He says, go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that's the best yeshiva in Klal Yisrael. How can I? He says, that's what you should do. Amad v'holach eitz Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. He went to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Yashav lo, he walks into Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai v'yabaycha. So again, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai asked him, why are you crying? So he told him, because I want to learn Torah. Amar loisei, he told him, who are you? He didn't want to tell him. He says, okay, so tell me what you know. Do you know Kriyat Shema? I don't know Kriyat Shema. You know how to daven? Oichnish. You know how to bench? Also not. Amar loy, I think this is from the most epic lines in Chazal. So said Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, I might stand up. Let me myself teach you. Let me teach you all three. But Yashav Ayabaycha, but he was still crying. Why? Because he knew how to, he knew Kriyat Shema now. He knew how to daven, he knew how to bench, but he still wanted to learn Torah. So every day he would teach him two halachas, but it wasn't enough. And then he went on this hunger strike. And for a week, in fact, 8 days, Asa Shmoyne Yamin V'loy Tom Klum. And he comes to Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, and his breath smelled. And he didn't eat for 8 days. The Gemara says it was to the point that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai found it very difficult to even stand next to him. And Rabbi Eliezer picked up on that. He saw Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, didn't even want to be near him. So he started crying. He says, why are you crying now? He said, because you're treating me like I'm a mukashchid. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai turns to this young Eliezer and he tells him, Amaloi b'ni, k'shem sha'olach reyech picha milfanai. Just like you have this odor that's coming out of your mouth because you haven't eaten in 8 days. Kach yale reyach chuke toira. So I give you a bracha that one day the reyach of the chukei Torah should leave your mouth and it should go all the way up to Shemayim. So hafachba v'hafachba the kulaba in the first perek of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says the Radam that I think Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was niva v'lo yada manas nava, or maybe he did know, and he gave Rabbi Eliezer one of the greatest brachas of all time. You know what he told him? K'shem sha'ol reyach picha milfanai. Kach yale reyach chukei Torah mipiach l'shamayim. What's the chayk of the Torah? Zoyz chukas ha-Torah is the parah aduma. Rabbi Eliezer, one day, with darshan and the parasha of parah aduma, and his halachas would go so high up to Shamayim that the Eibush, the Kaviyoch, would be sitting and he'd be darshaning Rabbi Eliezer. That's what he told him. He said, "Kishem sha'ol reyach picha mufanai, kach yale reyach chukei Torah mipicha l'shamayim." That's what I found this afternoon. K'moitzah sha'ol rav. He said, "That's what he was telling him." He says it was ruach hakodesh. It was a bracha. And if you think about it, it's just such an added knach into the whole story of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer, he knows how to, he doesn't even know anything yet. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw such bikush, he saw so much there, he wanted it so badly that he gave him a bracha. The bracha was that not only would he be the first Tana to be mentioned in Shas, but he would also be the one that would be asid liftoyach beparshis parah tchila, the parah which is zois chukas atayra, which is gagal gag in terms of how difficult it is in terms of understanding. But at the same time, kachiyale reyach chukei miloshen chukas atayra mipicha, from your mouth all the way to Shemayim. That b'shasha olam Moshe l'marim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu see? He saw the Eibushter sitting and darshening. He saw the Eibushter saying over the halachas of Rabbi Eliezer. You know, the story of Rabbi Eliezer begins. He's a farmer. Ma'isim Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkin ishayul aviv charshim v'yucharshim al gabei mana. He was plowing in the field. You plow with cows. And that's how Rabbi Eliezer showed up to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He walked in and he said, "Was kennst du ja?" Right? He says, "I know how to plow. Kennst du dreien mit de paras?" That's what he knew. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave him a bracha. His bracha to him was, he says, "Very nice. You know how to plow now with a para. But there's going to be a day where you'll see there's a mesachtes para, which is from the soide satayra. It's from the most difficult portions in the Torah. And you're going to be asid leftayach le'rishon." That was the bracha that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave him. K'shem sha'ol arech picha mufanai, kach yale reyach chukei Torah mipicha el shamayim.